statement of course in his attitude.
The conference committee for Senate File 2725 will come to order. As we stated to you before, when we went on recess, Representative Paymar and I have gotten together, and we have a proposal to put in front of the members of the conference committee. I think there are a couple of areas for discussion, but let's put our proposal before you, Ms. Perez.
Madam Chair and members, I'll be working off the revisor side by side. The proposal is on R1, not to adopt Section 1 or Section 2. On R2, the proposal is to adopt the House language of Section 1 with the following modifications. Starting on R3, House language 2.8, we delete 2 and insert 4. And on line 2.9, delete of color. The next modification is on R4.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hailstrom.
Thank you. So it's the entire section that goes through. I'm just trying to track here. So all of Section 1 goes to page, what page?
Top of R8.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, on R4. To adopt a Senate clause on line 4.25 to 4.27. So that would become clause 7. And on the House side, clause 7 would become clause 8 on line 2.34. The next modification is on R6. Working out the House side on 4.31, after all, insert seize cash, comma, physical assets, comma, and.
Ms. Perez, one more time so the members can catch up.
Page R6, House line 4.31, after all, insert seized cash, comma, physical assets, comma, and. On page 4,
I think there's some.
Representative Paymar?
There's one issue on line 4.35 that we.
That was next.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm jumping.
Ms. Perez?
Madam Chair, on House line 4.35, delete appropriating and insert awarding. On R7, instead of the House language on 5.8 to 5.10, the committee would use the Senate language on 6.24 to 6.30 with a modification. Delete lines 6.25 and 6.26. And instead, we'll insert part of the House language. So it will read Clause 1 to recommend to the governing board the nature and frequency of training for officers assigned to a multi-jurisdictional entity in order to increase successful prosecutions, semicolon. On line 5.15, subdivision 14 of the House side, won't take the House language. Instead, it would take the Senate language on subdivision 11 from 6.35 to 7.10. But we'll strike references to oversight council in place, coordinating council. Is that one clear? On House Line 5.26, after chairs, insert and ranking minority members. And I'll just describe the next change. This is the report section. We'd be adding the Senate report on line 7.19 and 7.20 to the House reports under subdivision 15. And so staff will correct the cross-references. And Madam Chair, I believe that's it for section 3.
Any questions on that section? Okay. Ms. Perius?
On page R8, the committee would propose adapting section 4 on the Senate side with following modification. On line 7.25, delete 2 and insert 3. And on line 7.26, strike periodic. On R8, adopt section 5 of the Senate language. And adopt section 6 with the following change on page R9, line 8.31. We'll delete 299A.641 and insert 299A.642. On R9,
Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. Representative Hillstrom?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we inserted 299A.642, and I don't know off the top of my head what that is. So what is the significance of that?
Madam Chair, the House language that we just adopted repealed the gang strike force statutory cross-reference and updated it, created a new one, which would be 299A.642.
Ms. Perius?
Madam Chair, on R9, Section 7, not adopting Section 7. R10, not adopting Section 8. On R11, not adopting Section 9. On R11, adopting House Section 2. On R11, not adopting House Section 3. On R12, there is an amendment to Section 4. Do we need to pass that out?
Yes. This is with some discussion, but this is sort of a rough working document.
We're on the A4. This was the language on the work group, replacing the work group that's both in the Senate and the House language.
Madam Chair, if I can...
Representative Haymar?
If I can just... We didn't have time to do it, but I would... we're suggesting that on line 1.8... After the word of, insert criminal.
Sorry, what line?
Line 1.8 of the A4 amendment. And I'm not sure quite where this goes, but we inserted the City Attorneys Association and also representative of the councils in section in 3922, that's 39223, 39225, 39226. The composition, I think, of the working group would be now 15 members.
Mr. Chair.
We've submitted this to the stakeholders, so we're certainly open to suggestions, too.
Representative Hillstrom?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Chair, what did you insert after 4 on line 1.18?
It should read dissemination and use of criminal investigative data. That was suggested by the BCA, rather than just investigative data, which...
Ms. Pierce or Ms. Pontius, where do you... I mean, we get that we want to include the City Attorneys Association into the work group, and that there is going to be a cross-reference to the four councils in the work group language. So that's the complete A4 amendment, and Representative Paymar incorporates those changes into the A4 amendment for our review. So the first part of the proposal is Representative Paymar and I are putting that proposal before you. I think that we should have a discussion on this on the A4 amendment and take input from the public. The two remaining pieces that I said we would come back to for a discussion was the House Sections 2, 3, 4, and 5, the rest of that language. We certainly could talk about that, but we felt that it was... we just went ahead and made the decision, and if anybody objects to that, we certainly can talk about it. So in terms of the A4 amendment, is there anybody, members, do you have questions? Anybody here would like to testify or comment on this? Representative Hillstrom?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So did we do a comparison of who would be law enforcement and non-law enforcement to know what the number of the makeup is? Because in the previous amendment, it said that they shall include an equal number of law enforcement and non-law enforcement members. So now that you're at 15, are you still equal, or did that balance change?
We're doing it now. Okay. Anyone else want to comment on the proposed language? What about the A4 amendment? Mr. Neumeister.
Madam Chair, for the record, I'm just trying to get an idea. Could you summarize, please, what in general, maybe you're going to do this, just in summary, what was agreed to in certain terms of the sections that a lot of folks had, where there was a lot of testimony about? It wasn't too clear.
The House will not take Senate Section 1. Representative Paymar will not take Section 2. The Senate agrees with advice from counsel that the House approach to the restructuring of the Metro Gang Strike Force is probably the best way to handle that. And so we're proposing adopting the House language on the restructuring of the Violent Crimes Coordinating Council and the local task forces. But we're importing into that different provisions from the Senate that made sense. And so we went through those provisions. The House, Representative Paymar agreed that the House would consider Section 4 of the Senate language, as well as Section 5 of the Senate language, as well as Section 6 of the Senate language. Representative Paymar, the House will not take Section 7 or 8 of the Senate language. Section 9 does not make sense with the House approach, so Section 9 of the Senate language is not adopted. And then the Senate, I'm recommending to my conferees that the Senate accept Section 2 of the House language on R11. And then we are now entertaining the amended language in the A4 amendment with respect to the work group. DMC, the DMC. Ms. Pontius, can you read one additional change to the A4 amendment that Representative Paymar didn't talk about?
Oh, Madam Chair and members, there's a reference to the, if you look on lines 18 and 19 to the state policy according to section 260B.002.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And that's the disproportionate minority contact
policy.
Policy.
Representative Paymar?
Madam Chair, just to respond to Representative Hillstrom's now on Mr. Flaherty, if you want to speak to this, would your organization want to be represented here? We don't have you on here, and we have an imbalance of law enforcement and non-law enforcement. We originally had you in there. Would you like to be part of this or your organization or not?
Yes, we would.
Okay. It still leaves us with a sort of an imbalance. When we added the councils of color, that's what sort of changed this.
Yeah, I missed that. So we added three more non-law enforcement?
Well, when we added the councils of color, that added four more non-law enforcement. Yeah. So we have an imbalance now if you really want to keep it balanced.
Representative Paymar, is the City Attorney's Association considered law enforcement or non-law enforcement?
I have no idea.
That is counted as law enforcement by staff.
Well, we're the members. How far do we need to reach to make sure it's perfectly...
Well, Madam Chair, if I might...
Representative Hallberg?
In the A3 amendment, we said that there should be a balance and we put a maximum number. And so we've lost both of those in the A4 amendment. And... So I mean, I don't know if you're looking for exact categories to come to a certain number of members and or the balance issue. So I guess I'm looking for direction. I mean, I think you get to a certain size, you get unwieldy. And I'm guessing that the law enforcement might decide they want a metro sheriff and a rural sheriff or whatever. So the A3 at least allowed for, because doing this in a conference committee, you know, at the end of session without any flexibility, I'm just worried we might have missed somebody. Mm-hmm. But I, from my perspective, two things are really important. Number one, that we have balance, that no side, if you will, for lack of a better word, you know, runs the whole show. And number two, that it not to get to be too many people, otherwise you just don't make progress.
Madam Chair, I'm open to. I'm open to suggestions. I guess we could. Have a metro, non-metro, from law enforcement or something. If we wanted to increase them, we'd be up to 20. We'd be up to.
It's
20 members.
Are we one off?
If we add MPPOA, it'd be a 10-6 split, if I understand it correctly. So
Are you comfortable leaving a maximum number at 20 and letting the superintendent seek out the balance of the rest?
Yeah, I think that.
Representative Hallberg?
Madam Chair, maybe I missed it. I don't think the A4 amendment has
We took that out.
The balance or the maximum number, so I don't know if you're going back to the A3 and want to reinsert wherever that language fell off, but I think on the A3, the language would be on page 1, lines 20 through 22.
Representative Paymar will incorporate that. I mean, I think it's, we could, we don't necessarily have to name the balance, but we can put the language in there, and then we'll let the superintendent do the balancing. Okay. Ms. Pontius or Ms. Pierce, do you two have that?
I think so.
So we will incorporate into the A4 amendment the language from line 1.20 to 1.22 of the A3 amendment, stating that the work group must be balanced between law enforcement and non-law enforcement representatives, and that the work group shall not exceed 20 members, including the chair. So those three lines. You incorporate them to A4 amendment. Any other discussion? Superintendent.
Madam Chair, I had one other suggestion, I guess, or observation on line 1.9 of the A4. Would it be the intention to maybe include the words criminal investigative after of right near the end of that line?
1.9, Madam Chair, 1.9 or 1.8? We did change it in 1.8. Oh, okay.
We changed it 1.8, but I think because of the and there,
yeah,
we might need it on 1.9 to narrow the focus.
Yep.
That will be incorporated into the A4 amendment. Any discussions on the A4 amendment? We now have three senators here. I suppose we could have a discussion on the proposal before you all. Any concerns or reactions to the proposal?
If I might just, if I could ask the representative from the BCA, With the addition of the word criminal on line 9 after the word of, will that preclude this group from dealing with, like, audit trail data, access to that, all the other things, the other types of data that you hold? I don't want to narrow.
Superintendent?
Madam Chair and members, I think lines 1.6 and 1.7, that paren 1 is broad enough, talking about databases, that we would include audit in there.
All right, thank you.
Chair, Ms. Pierce, there's two more sections that we need to.
Okay, Ms. Pierce.
Madam Chair, on page R12, adopt House Section 5.
Okay.
And on R13, adopt House Section 6.
Anybody in the audience want to testify on the proposal that's before the conference committee?
Madam Chair.
Representative Holberg?
There is a representative from OET if we want to hear at all about Section 3. I thought I heard you say you might at least want to discuss it. This is a representative, Con Data Center, and I'm sure a germaneness room probably been made on this on the floor. I don't know if the Senate's at all interested in this, if there was a Senate author, and I think it was contained in another bill that was vetoed, or it might.
If you want to put something on the record, I'll just have to tell you that spoke with both Senator Betzel and Senator Rust. They respectfully request that the Senate members of this conference not bring this language back. They're trying to deal with it in other provisions and other bills. I don't know that this is appropriate for this bill. But, you know, certainly if you all are interested in doing that, I know members of the Senate, are you at all interested in hearing, being persuaded in this provision?
No.
So, thank you.
Oh, Madam Chair, you could just tell Representative Kahn I tried.
Thank you.
Duly noted.
Last chance for anybody in the audience. Representative Paymar moves the proposal before the conference committee. Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to make a brief comment and thank you for all the energy and thought that you put into this proposal. I'm very disappointed, very saddened that we did not adopt some of the provisions that the Senate proposed. In particular, I am very disappointed that after all of the work that you put into this to really start the conversation and start with a proposal that was not perfect, but really aimed at opening a dialogue about an issue that affects predominantly children of color, predominantly black kids, Latino kids, Asian kids. Our juvenile facilities and our correctional facilities are filled with predominantly men of color. And it is time that you pay attention to it. It is time that law enforcement come up with a real solution to the problems that we have in this area. And from what I heard, unfortunately, I don't have the privilege, Madam Chair, to serve in your committee, but I have paid a lot of attention to the work that you did because several people in my community are very alarmed about these statistics, so I was watching your committee on TV and received multiple emails from my community begging me to pay more attention to this and to ask you that you move forward provisions to really address the significant disparities that exist in this area. So I just wanted to leave this on the record. I am disappointed that we could not move forward in this area, that you were not able to really put in place a beginning of what I thought would be an important effort for the state of Minnesota.
Any further discussions? Senator Chaudhry?
I just want to make note, Madam Chair, of the history you made once again in this conference committee by appointing the first all-minority conference panel, at least on this side. And I think that's a historic event, and I think you should be recognized for it. And maybe the next step will be the entire conference committee. So we're getting there. And I think it's worth noting. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Senator Chaudhry, I just thought that on a bill like this, it's interesting to note. I know with all the respect and care I have for all my Jewish Senate brothers and sisters, I wish I could fit them all on this conference committee too. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there are barely enough of us to fit on one conference committee. And that says a lot. And that there are a lot of firsts sitting on this conference committee. On this kind of a bill, and that's why I've worked so hard to try to address some of the issues that were brought up within this bill. And unfortunately, it's a process, and we didn't end up where the Senate was at in terms of where we wanted to be, but there are other sessions, and some of us will come back and some of us will not. I hope that and the next session and the sessions to come, you know, we'll all take up the issues and maybe times change. And hopefully this is not the right time, not the right context. But I am optimistic that in the future, maybe the times will change and we'll be able to be a little bit more assertive in some of the things that we like to do. But this is a good end product. We have good partners in the House who want to at least accomplish something, and so this is a good end product, and I want to thank all of you for your great work, and to the House members, too. Representative Paymore.
Madam Chair, I mean, despite the fact that some of the original language was taken out in the Senate, mind you, this bill really has a lot of reform for the 20-some strike forces in the state of Minnesota, and I think it ensures that, maybe not ensures is a strong word, but I think it gets us to the place where we won't have scandals like the Metro Gang strike force again, because we now have incorporated here where there's accountability, responsibility for certifying strike forces, for ensuring that they follow law enforcement procedure, not violate people's civil rights. And I think that was the biggest part of this bill. The gang database issue is certainly part of this whole issue, and we were close to getting there in the House, and You know, I think the work by Professor Levy Pounds and our students at St. Thomas, I mean, I know that there's people that are frustrated that we didn't get all the way there, but I think we're very close. And I've committed to folks to working on this, and that's, you know, why we have the working group. And I would be very surprised that we don't come back next session with something that's quite strong and that we have guidelines for databases that make sense to everybody, and you know, we understand that this data needs to be compiled. But I think we're very close to working all of this stuff out, and we just, you know, like a lot of things around here, we sort of ran out of time at the end. And so I just wanted to say that. For your participating in the conference committee, and to all the stakeholders here who I know are committed to working on this.
Any other comments? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of Representative Paymore's motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Thank you all very much, and we are adjourned.